Through love and war, all I see is you. By Green Riot. Read by Daisy Diversions. Fandom, Mutazusha. Relationship, Lanchichen/Niamingjue. Rating, explicit. Summary, Jin Gong Yao catches his sworn brothers in the act. The past few days have left Jin Guanyao tired and a bit forlorn. The Jin sect of Lanling is hosting a symposium, and in a grand show of trust, in keeping with Jin Guanyao's recent promotion from guest cultivator to a member of the core family, the finer details of organizing this event have rested squarely on his shoulders. It is a privilege, but also a test. Jin Guanyao might very well find himself tumbling down the golden steps of Jinling Tai once again if so much as one thing goes awry. He feels a headache blooming behind his eyes. Sandi, what's wrong? You've gone quiet. Lanchi Chen's gentle voice pulls Jin Guanyao out of the downward spiral his thoughts had been heading in. He smiles. Nothing, Arga. Just thinking about some of the details for tomorrow. Dozens of clan heads and other distinguished cultivators have already arrived, and more are undoubtedly drifting in every minute that Jin Guanyao spends in this quiet, secluded garden with his sworn brothers. He really should be greeting them as they enter the estate. When Lanchi Chen arrived half an hour ago, however, he had insisted that Jin Guanyao take a break. He'd suggested they have some tea, and Jin Guanyao had expected, nay, hoped, that it would just be the two of them. But the representatives for the Nie clan of Qinghe just had to arrive at that very moment, and Lanchi Chen had immediately latched onto that brute Niamingjue, inviting him along without a second thought. Niamingjue had shot a contemptuous look at Jin Guanyao, who was wearing his best, most welcoming smile, and, with a bit of reluctance, agreed to be a third wheel. He'd been mostly quiet, answering Lanchi Chen's inquiries about his well-being with polite but clipped responses, but refusing to engage with Jin Guanyao's occasional attempts at conversation. Jin Guanyao is careful not to let his annoyance show. It's normally very easy to get on anyone's good side by simply asking a few pointed questions about their interests while carefully sidestepping any potential landmines. However, he simply cannot get through Niamingjue's hard outer shell. Besides training with Boxia and slaying evil, it's as if the man has no interests whatsoever. Worse, he has so many dislikes that it's all but impossible, even in short conversations, not to trip over some subject that will trigger his displeasure or outright fury. There once was a time when the two could almost see eye to eye, but Niamingjue saw Jin Guanyao in a moment of weakness, and has held him in low regard ever since. Jin Guanyao is keenly aware, as he converses with Lanchi Chen, of Niamingjue's distrustful glare boring into him, waiting for any misstep. Jin Guanyao must tread carefully. He tries to focus on the soothing balm of Lanchi Chen's presence, wishing desperately that they were alone. Unexpectedly, Jin Guanyao's wish comes true. I'm going to my room, Niemingjue loudly announces out of nowhere. Longchen looks crestfallen.
What's the matter? Is your head hurting again? I could play.
No need. Niemingjue cuts him off. I just need some rest.
He shares a look with Longchen that passes so quickly that most people would have missed it. Jingguanyao, however, is not most people.
With a fake smile that is completely useless on Niemingjue, Jingguanyao bids him farewell.
Rest well, Daga. Please let me know if there is anything I can do to make your stay in Jinling Tai more comfortable.
Niemingjue just grunts, and saber slung across his back makes his exit. It's like a weight has been lifted from Jingguanyao's chest the moment he leaves. With Longchen, his smile becomes freer, genuine. The head of the Lan clan is as warm and gentle as the summer breeze, and the conversation flows effortlessly without the burden of Niemingjue's oppressive, judgmental presence. Jingguanyao could spend the entire day just like this, but all too soon, Longchen also moves to take his leave.
I'd like to get some rest before the banquet as well, he says with an apologetic smile. I'll walk you to your room, offers Jingguanyao.
No need, Longchen replies a bit too quickly.
I'm sure you're needed elsewhere. I'll be able to make it back on my own. Thank you, Sandi.
He's a terrible liar, and Jingguanyao is instantly suspicious. They say their farewells, Longchen exits, and Jingguanyao follows. He trails Longchen at a safe distance, all the way to the compound being used to house the Jin clan guests from Gusu. But Longchen doesn't stop there. He continues a bit further and, to Jingguanyao's dawning horror, comes to a halt in front of the room in which Niemingjue is staying. Looking around to make sure he's in the clear, Longchen does not spot Jingguanyao's hiding in the shrubbery. He knocks 4 times in a quiet, abbreviated rhythm. The door swings open, and Niemingjue grabs him by the wrist, pulling him bodily inside. Jingguanyao blinks at the closed door a couple of times, his quick mind stuttering to a standstill. When he's able to think again, he checks his surroundings to make sure no one is watching. A pair of cultivators from the Yao clan pass by him without noticing, and once they've rounded the corner, he emerges from his hiding spot. He moves swiftly and with purpose, going around to the other side of the building until he finds the perfect place to peep inside without discovery. He squeezes in between the building and a patch of bamboo, peering inside a window left slightly cracked. It gives him a clear view of most of the room, and his stomach drops at the scene playing out before him. Niemingjue has Longchen pinned against the front door, and the latter does not seem to mind in the slightest. His eyes are squeezed closed as Niemingjue fervently kisses the side of his neck.
Ah, Ajun, be careful. Careful not to leave any marks.
Niemingjue hums, not necessarily in agreement, and works his way up to Longchen's mouth.
They kiss with a desperation that turns Jingguanyao's stomach. Worse still, their hands move ceaselessly in one another's hair, tearing at their clothes, pulling each other closer.
"It's been too long," Nia Mingjue says without breaking away from Lan Qichen's lips. "I wanted you from the moment I saw you, but then he was there."
"Patience," Lan Qichen chides. "Sandi was only doing his duty as a good host." Nia Mingjue growls and nips at Lan Qichen's lips.
"He kept looking at you."
"Stop it," Lan Qichen says with a laugh. "You know that's not true."
A low sound of disagreement comes from the back of Nia Mingjue's throat.
"I mean it. Ayao sees you and me as his brothers."
In his hiding spot, Jingguanyao bristles. He's never truly felt any strong brotherly affection for Nia Mingjue, and his feelings for Lan Qichen go far beyond fraternal. Although Lan Qichen is the goodest, purest person on the planet, Jingguanyao has always felt that. Of his two sworn brothers, he slightly favored Nia Mingjue. And to see the solid proof of it demonstrated before his eyes is nearly too much to bear. Cold, cutting hatred settles in Jingguanyao's chest as he watches Nia Mingjue irreverently pawing at Lan Qichen with his big, filthy hands. He can't understand what Lan Qichen sees in him, let alone understand why Lan Qichen is so pliant and willing beneath him, allowing Nia Mingjue to tear off his belt and outer robe and responding in kind. Lan Qichen does not remain passive for long. Taking initiative, he shoves Nia Mingjue towards the bed, both of them clad in only inner robes and pants, boots still on their feet. Once he has bullied Nia Mingjue into a sitting position on the edge of the bed, Lan Qichen yanks off his boots one at a time. Nia Mingjue cooperatively lifts his hips to allow his pants to be pulled off. And Jingguanyao is dumbstruck at the biggest dick he's ever seen. Not that he's seen very many. It springs up to slap Nia Mingjue's stomach. He swallows thickly, refusing to feel impressed. And he definitely isn't jealous as he watches Lan Qichen licking his lips as he struggles to wrap a hand around it. Hand still on his dick, Lan Qichen crawls into Nia Mingjue's lap. He unties Nia Mingjue's inner robe, rests his free hand on his muscled chest, and applies just enough force to urge Nia Mingjue onto his back. Nia Mingjue wraps his arms around Lan Qichen's waist, kissing him deeply. Then, squeezing him tight, he twists and rolls, swapping their positions. Lan Qichen makes a tiny, surprised gasp, his face splitting in a huge grin as Nia Mingjue pushes open his inner robe to bite his shoulder. Tearing off Lan Qichen's boots one at a time and letting them clatter to the floor, Nia Mingjue goes for his pants next. The scratchy sound of ripping seams rings out, and Lan Qichen grabs his wrists.
"Daga, I still have to go to my rooms later," he says mildly, eyes crinkling in a smile. I can't go without pants.
I'll let you borrow a pair of mine, Nie Mingjue offers, not a trace of remorse to be found in his features. Nevertheless, he takes care to be more gentle in removing the garment.
Like every other facet of his being, Lan Qichen's cock is perfect. It's on the larger side of average and curves towards his stomach, all at once elegant and obscene. Jin Guanyao is horrified to realize that he is also sporting a growing erection, but he's powerless to stop himself from pressing the heel of his palm against it, seeking relief that doesn't come. A low, pathetic whimper leaves him, and slapping a hand over his mouth, Jin Guanyao has to duck when Nie Mingjue turns his head to look in his direction. Lan Qichen is apparently oblivious and breathlessly whispers, "Come here, kiss me." Jin Guanyao waits, hand still over his mouth, for a long, tense stretch of time, waiting until the sound of kissing indicates that his presence hasn't been discovered. Breathing a quiet sigh of relief, he raises himself to peer through the windows opening once more, just in time to see the men inside shrugging out of their inner robes. Once they are naked, the two spend a moment gazing at one another, completely unaware that they are not alone. Nie Mingjue's burly body is covered from the neck down in scars of varying lengths and thickness. It's a warrior's body through and through, with bulging, rippling muscles that contrast with the more delicate but no less powerful, lithe musculature of Lan Qichen. Jin Guanyao's eyes narrow at the disgusting contrast, then go wide as Lan Qichen brings his hand up to untie the white ribbon, with swirling clouds adoring his forehead. He murmurs a few words, too quiet for even Jin Guanyao's sharp hearing to pick up, while taking hold of Nie Mingjue's hand and turning it palm up. He winds the ribbon around Nie Mingjue's forearm and wears an uncharacteristically soft smile. Nie Mingjue brings it up to press against his lips. With one last lingering kiss, Nie Mingjue grabs something from the bedside table and moves to sit at the head of the bed. Back resting against the dark wood of the headboard, he beckons Lan Qichen with the crook of a finger. And Lan Qichen goes to him without question. He tries to straddle him, but Nie Mingjue gently turns him around, causing Lan Qichen's brows to furrow slightly in confusion as his legs are spread indecently wide, surrounding Nie Mingjue's thick thighs. Moving his hair to the side, Nie Mingjue nuzzles the sensitive skin of Lan Qichen's neck, letting him get comfortable. The bed faces the window directly, treating Jin Guanyao to what would be a spectacular view if Nie Mingjue were out of the picture. But unfortunately, Nie Mingjue is still very much present. He uncorks the small vial he'd swept off the bedside table and pours a measure of oil onto his fingers. Jin Guanyao can't stand to watch, but he can't tear his eyes away. As Niemingjue places his hand between Lanchi Chen's legs and rests the tip of his middle finger against his entrance. "What would you have me do, Erdi?" he says smugly, uncaring that he is shredding Jingguan Yao's heart into a million tattered pieces. "Tell me what you want." It takes an obvious amount of effort for Lan Chichen to hold himself steady. A pink flush has spread from his earlobes down to his fair, slender neck. "Ajue, don't tease me." "Do you want my fingers?" Niemingjue suggests, insufferably arrogant. "Yes," Lan Chichen breathes. "Please." Niemingjue hums as if he is giving it serious consideration. "You asked nicely, so I suppose I'll let you have them." Jingguan Yao watches with wide, horrified eyes as his most precious person is defiled by Niemingjue's long, wide digit. Niemingjue stops at the first knuckle, letting him adjust to the intrusion, and Lan Chichen squirms in his lap minutely, biting his lower lip so hard that the color is drained from it. Lan Chichen seems to be holding back, lightly bearing in mind the Lan clan's rules against clamor. Finally, reaching the end of his patience, he says quietly, "More." Slowly, so slowly, Niemingjue lets his finger slide in a bit further, reaching the second knuckle. He moves it in and out at a leisurely pace and brings his own hand to wrap firmly around Lan Chichen's pretty, perfect cock. Both hands move in tandem, and he gradually works the rest of his finger inside. It's a losing battle for Lan Chichen to remain silent. He lets out a long, low moan, which Niemingjue rewards by adding a second digit. By now, the blush has spread down Lan Chichen's chest, all the way to his nipples. His jade fair skin mottled with splotchy red. Pressing snugly back to chest, Niemingjue is ruthlessly gentle as he works Lan Chichen open. Moans and whimpers leave Lan Chichen freely. Each one is an arrow piercing Jingguan Yao's feelings. Eyes slightly stinging, he still can't seem to tear his gaze away. "I could let you come like this," Niemingjue suggests, one hand still slowly pumping Lan Chichen's cock, while three of the opposite's fingers continue to make space inside him. "No," Lan Chichen protests feminously. "I need your cock now." Chin hooked over Lan Chichen's shoulder, Niemingjue smiles against his neck. "I can never deny you anything, but it is always fun to make you wait for it." Lan Chichen can't keep his hips still, torn between thrusting into Niemingjue's hand and down into his fingers. His head rolls back on Niemingjue's shoulder with a pitiful moan. Please, Mingjuezhang, Zaka, my love. Nia Mingjue withdraws his fingers, reaching again for the oil. Lan Qichen's hips continue their restless twitching. He lifts himself higher until he can find Nia Mingjue's cock, and he tries to fit it inside himself dry. Chuckling, Nia Mingjue pins him in place as he coats his dick in oil. "Now you may sit," he magnanimously declares, and Lan Qichen does. Jin Guanyao pleads in his head for it to stop, but he is helpless but to watch with suspended breath as Lan Qichen's rim opens for the thick, angry red cock of an unbearable man Jin Guanyao hates now more than ever. Lan Qichen hisses as it breaches his entrance, holding himself steady with the assistance of Nia Mingjue's hands on his waist. Little by little, he sinks onto it with careful rocking movements of his hips. It takes a few minutes for Nia Mingjue's cock to be fully seated in him. Lan Qichen squirms in his lap impatiently, releasing a loud moan as he grinds on it. Then he tentatively lifts up and lets himself fall, the movement punching the breath from his lungs, and he does it again and again. He sets a steady pace for himself, rising and falling with a quickening rhythm. Jin Guanyao is unbearably hard and barely thinks twice about shoving a hand through the layers of his clan robes to free himself to the warm summer air. His cock is already leaking, easing the slide of his hand gliding along the shaft as he watches his sworn brother riding dick like his life depends on it. Eyes drifting closed momentarily, he lets the sounds of Lan Qichen's moans wash over him, tainted as they are when combined with Nia Mingjue's filthy encouragements and praises. When he opens his eyes, Lan Qichen's legs are shaking under the force of his pleasure. It gets to the point that he can no longer move on his own, and bending his knees, Nia Mingjue holds him in place with one arm wrapped around his waist and the other around his chest, and fucks him with short, fast snaps of his hips. Lan Qichen's cock bombs with each thrust, and Jin Guanyao's mouth feels dry with how badly he wishes he could wrap his lips around it, to feel the heat and weight on his tongue. "Qichen," Nia Mingjue moans his name like a prayer, and Jin Guanyao wants to rip it from his throat so that he can never say it again. Even with Nia Mingjue's arms around him, Lan Qichen struggles to remain upright, so Nia Mingjue carefully arranges him onto his back, kneeling between his spread thighs like a devotee worshipping a god. Although the window is directly in front of him, he does not spare a single glance in Jin Guanyao's direction. They are both utterly spellbound by Lan Qichen, whose head is closest to Jin Guanyao's hiding spot, giving him a full view of his trembling body from above. His cock is swollen and nearly purple in hue, a small clear pool of pre-cum pooling on his lower belly that Jingguanyao wants so badly to taste. It looks like one touch will do him in, and sure enough, Ni Mingjue only has to brush his fingertips along the shaft to push him over the edge. Every muscle in Lan Qichen's body clenches, his back bowed in a beautiful arc as he comes all over his own chest and belly. He has always been incomparably lovely, but seeing him flushed, hair wild, his usual grace and dignified bearing thrown to the wayside. Jingguanyao's hand moves faster, iridescent pleasure coiling between his legs. He slaps his other hand over his mouth and bites his tongue to keep from crying out, either in rapture or agony. Sticky white releases dribbles between his fingers, the force of his orgasm robbing the air from his lungs. At the same time, Ni Mingjue forces out between grit teeth. Fucking hell, Erdi. So fucking tight. His dark hair spills over his shoulder, his tanned skin gleaming with sweat, both his own and Lan Qichen's. With Lan Qichen's legs wrapped tightly around his waist, he falls forward onto his elbows, and Lan Qichen curls his hands around his straining biceps, the fire in their eyes as they hold each other's gaze would make most people feel guilty for intruding, but Jingguanyao's only regret is that Lan Qichen is bearing his soul for the wrong man. Disgust, shame, envy, and hatred set his teeth on edge, and Jingguanyao wrinkles his nose as he wipes his soiled hand on his inner robe. He has never felt such betrayal in his life. Not that he can fault Lan Qichen in the slightest, no matter how thoroughly he's been debased. Out of these tempestuous feelings, a plan begins to take shape in Jingguanyao's mind. This time, Ni Mingjue has stepped too far out of line. As if hearing his thoughts, Ni Mingjue lifts his head and meets Jingguanyao's startled eyes. His smile is cold and cruel, and he maintains eye contact as he lowers his head to lick a stripe of cum off of Lan Qichen's chest, right next to his nipple. He gives an exaggerated moan, eyes rolling back, and coos. You taste so good, Ahuan. So sweet. All mine. Lan Qichen giggles. All yours, he agrees, all too easily. Ni Mingjue kisses the corner of his mouth, gazing down at him with a sickening softness in his eyes. Never let anyone else have you like this. Of course not, Lan Qichen smiles, unconsciously twisting the knife in Jingguanyao's heart. No one could ever compare. Trembling with fury and heartache, Jingguanyao leaves. For once in his life, he feels like he couldn't possibly put on a smile right now. Author's notes. Hello. This fic came to me in a vision as I was trying to fall asleep on Thanksgiving Eve, and I spent the better part of this 5-day weekend bringing it to life. Sorry if it seems disrespectful to Jing Wanyao, but you know, with everything he did, I think a little cucking is the least of what he deserves. Be sure to come say hi to me on Twitter, Tumblr, and or Blue Sky. I'm looking for more MDZS moots with whom I can scream about the ships I love. Reader's Notes. This was recorded for Green Riot for their donation to the Nielon Gotcha for Gaza, which is still accepting donations until March 10th, 2025. Thanks for your donation, Green Riot, and I hope you enjoyed this work. For anyone else who's listening, if you made it this far and you enjoyed this story, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments to the original author on AO3. Thanks for listening.